Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back here. This is my first weekend back. I'm going to share a story with you, and this happened while I was in Norway, and this story is going, I'm going to draw some parallels to this story because there's lots of truths that on reflection and on the benefit of hindsight, you can see and you can learn lots of lessons. So I think this story can be quite helpful, or it was for me once I looked at it and thought, I should have done things a little bit differently. So this morning I'm going to start off, I'm going to be talking about House of God, Gateway to Heaven, and Jacob's journey. Jacob's journey, House of God, Gateway to Heaven. So if I could just get the slide up. And we're going to look at Genesis chapter 28, very well-known scripture. Genesis chapter 28, verse 10 to 17. Genesis 28, chapter, verse 10 to 17. I'm just going to start reading here. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid, and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Amen. So we see that at this point, Jacob has just received his blessing, the firstborn blessing that he stole from Esau. And he is being sent out and he's on the way to Laban, his uncle. And on his journey, he has this encounter. No doubt he was probably really exhausted from traveling. And he puts his head down on a stone that he has taken as a pillow. And as he rests his head, he has this dream where he sees the ladder and angels are ascending and descending on it, and he sees the Lord. And only after that encounter, when he wakes from his dream, he sees and he makes this declaration and he says, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. And then he became afraid and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Amen. We're going to come back to the scripture and we're going to talk about this realization of surely the Lord is in this place and how Jacob had this realization. Okay. So when I was in Norway, I'll just tell you a story. I wanted to make sure that I went to church, and the first church that I went to was a little bit traditional, so I thought I would change and go to a different one. I went on Google, and I tried to search for churches, and I found this church that was really, really close to my hotel. So I thought, I'm going to go to this church. And I made sure on that Sunday that I woke up early. I was organized. I knew where I was going. I knew which public transport to take. Taxis are really expensive. It's more expensive in Norway than it is here in Perth. So I thought, I got public transport. I know where I'm going. I'm going. I don't want to be late. I want to be early. So I know where I'm going. I've planned my journey. And I'm going to be there early. So, great. Gonna go. So I got out of the hotel and I had on my phone Google Maps, which is the trustiest thing you can have to help you find your way, right, when you're in a foreign country. So I had Google Maps on my phone and I'm following Google Maps and to find my way to this bus stop so I can take this bus, because according to Google Maps, it only takes about 10 minutes to get to this church from where I am. So I go there. I try to look for the bus stop, and I'm bumbling around, and I can't find the bus stop. And Google Maps is not very helpful at this point. Even though I had looked it up before, I just wasn't making it. So I wasted about 10 minutes trying to find the bus stop, and all through this point, I am getting increasingly frustrated with A, Google Maps, and B, I'm like, I'm going to be late for church, and I'm going to be very upset because I planned, and this wasn't the way it was supposed to go. So I'm fumbling around, and I said to God, so this is a very uninspiring picture, but that's kind of what it looks like. It's sloshy, it's raining, and I'm lost, and I'm in a foreign country, and I don't know where to go. And if you don't know, on Sundays, everything is shut. There's nobody around. So it's not like I can just go ask somebody, hey, can you show me the directions? Because there's nobody. So at this point, I'm like, God, this is not cool. That's literally what I said. I don't know whether you have very frank conversations with God. Sometimes I do. And those are literally the words that came out of my mouth. This is not cool. I'm really trying here. Anyway, I found the bus terminal, and I found my bus, and I managed to make it all the way to where I'm supposed to be. And the bus driver was actually really helpful. So I managed to get there, and all I needed to do was just walk just about 4 minutes to get to the church. So I get off the bus stop, and I'm going to walk. Thank you. And I'm going to walk to the church. So I'm following Google Maps. Again, not very helpful, but I'm trying. And Google Maps says, welcome, you have arrived to church. And I'm looking around, and there's no church, nowhere to be seen. And so you can see the title of the church up there, but I'm walking down here, and there's no sign anywhere. So again, I feel like I'm going to be late now. I'm really upset because this wasn't the plan. I'm supposed to be organized, and I don't want to be late for church. And I planned it so I wouldn't be late, but now I'm going to be late for sure. So I'm walking around, and then I figured, I know, I will go to the nearest hotel and go to the concierge and ask them where the church is. So I had this brilliant plan. I went to this hotel, and usually, so I'm in the lobby, and there's a whole bunch of people lined up at the concierge, either waiting to check in or check out, and I'm just like, oh, I just want to go to church. I just want to go to church. And there's all these people there. And I was just like, so I waited for, it felt like 10 minutes, but it was probably 5. And I thought, I'm not going to get the answers from here. So I decided to walk out. So I was like, this isn't working. It's not good. So I walk out and I'm like, okay, the church is here because Google says it is. So it just has to be around. So I looked around, looked opposite the street, looked everywhere where I was going, and it was only when I decided to look up, then I saw the sign, and I was like, this is where the church is. So I looked at the doors, and these are what the doors look like. They're closed, and they don't look like there's any church there. So there was a homeless lady sitting at the front, and I just asked her, I said, is this the church? And she said, yep. So I gave her a chocolate bar, and she was very happy. And I tried pushing all the doors, and out of all the doors, there was only one open. So I went through the doors, and I thought, great, there's nobody in here in the church. As I went in, so I thought, I'm late for sure. went to the cafe lady and she says, no, you are 45 minutes early. The service doesn't start until like 11. It's like 10:15 now, so I thought I was late. It's like, no, you're 45 minutes early. I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, this is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for helping me, even though it didn't start off like a very cool morning. So what started out as I have a plan, I know where I'm going, ended up being bumbling around the way, finding my way, and in the end, managed to get in there. And it was great. It was good to be able to meet new people and to be able to watch a service being conducted in Norwegian. I had a headset and they had translation, so I was able to understand everything that was being shared. And interestingly, during Mission Sunday last week is when they were talking about stewardship, and not just stewardship with our money, but with our lives and giving our whole lives. So I was really challenged by that. So from this story, I'd like to draw some parallels between my story and a little bit of my journey and Jacob's journey. Jacob went around, and you know, at this point in Jacob's life, right, he's escaping, he's leaving his family home, and he's going to a foreign country. He thinks he's got a plan. I'm going to see my uncle. I'm going to start building my life there. I'm going to create something new for myself. And he's got this plan. He's got this journey mapped out, a trajectory that he's going to. And along the way, God intercepts him there. And God meets him there. Jacob wasn't planning to meet God at that point, but God met him there. And God revealed himself to him. And he said to Jacob, and Jacob, when he woke up from the dream, said, surely the Lord is in this place. And his confession at that point was, and I did not know it. Sometimes, so like me, we can go through life and miss the Lord. The Lord is right there, and the Lord wants to meet with us, but we're busy with our stuff, busy with our things, or busy with our own plans or activities. So this is the trap that I fell into on that Sunday, and I just want to share with you, this is what I'm learning. So over-reliance on human and natural ways, trusting in things other than God. So in this case, it was Google Maps for me. Using our technology, using our ways, using things that we are comfortable with or that we are used to following. We have our way of doing this, our preference. We have just things that we're comfortable with, and we rely on human things instead of God. 1 Corinthians 3:19, the wisdom of this world that we rely on is actually foolishness to God. So, next one, overthinking and overanalyzing, trying to find my own solutions or fix things myself instead of trusting God. I know, I'll just go to the hotel and I'll just ask the concierge for directions. There's nothing wrong with that. Overthinking and overanalyzing. Sometimes in situations, instead of looking to God or going to God as our first port of call, we go to everybody else. If I just think this through a little bit more, I'll get closer to the truth. If I just think about this more, I'll get there. I'll find the answer. If I just do this more, if I just did more of that, and we think. God doesn't always want us to think. He has blessed us with a brain, but sometimes overthinking is not a good thing. And the last one, a trap that I fell into, overplanning. Proverbs 16 talks a lot about plans. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord is the one that establishes his steps. The Lord is the one that has everything mapped out. Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand in the end. We make a lot of plans for our lives. What we're going to do with our day? What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to do with my career? What am I going to do with my job? But God wants to take control of our lives and our plans, and he wants to show us the destiny that he has for us. I think when I shared last time, I shared about my own story, about how I had a plan and I wanted to do this, and how God messed everything up. And his plan was much better than what I had. And I would have never dreamt or never thought of doing the things that I'm doing right now. And I never had to worry about anything because God looked after me. And all the plans that sometimes we try to put in place to make things good for us is not always God's best. We sometimes settle for good, and God wants best for us. And we're happy and we settle for good, and we think this is good because we've come up with it. But actually, God's plans and ways are much, much better, as I have found, even in my own life. So, over-reliance, overthinking, over-analyzing, over-planning. What I really needed to do was to stop all of those things, stop the over-reliance, stop the overthinking, and stop the over-planning. Jacob was in a similar position. How could Jacob not know that the Lord was actually there? How could I miss the door that was right in front of me? I was actually right there at the place that I wanted to be, which was at church. But I missed it because I was so busy thinking, so busy looking, so busy getting upset that I'm going to be late, that I'm this, that I'm that, and I'm just thinking, and I'm getting wound up and everything. So I was busy trying to do stuff, busy trying to make it all work. My mind is filled with all these thoughts, and my mind is filled with all these things that I should do because I'm busy trying and trying and trying, and I'm just striving and striving and striving, and I'm not getting anywhere, and I'm not getting any answers the more I continue thinking and the more I continue trying. So verse 13, once he saw the Lord standing above the ladder, and he saw that it was the Lord, that's when, because at this point, right, angels are ascending and descending. That's great. What a wonderful dream. But until he saw the Lord, that changed everything for Jacob. Surely the Lord is in this place. But in order to see the Lord, we need to look up. It was only after I looked up above everything else that I saw the sign to the church, and I knew that I was in the right place. But it was only until I looked up. If I had continued just doing this, I would have missed it completely, and I would have walked by, and I would have probably left out of frustration. But it was only when I looked up that I saw the sign, and I saw that I was actually in the right place. The door, which represents the answer, or Jesus, was actually right in front of me. I was actually literally standing outside the church, but I could not recognize that that was the entrance. I could not recognize that that was the answer. I could not see it because I didn't look up. Luke chapter 24, 31 to 32 says, then their eyes were open and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us? So it was only when Jesus broke the bread and he blessed it were their eyes opened. It was only at that point were their eyes opened to see Jesus. Jesus was actually with them the whole time. So my sharing is really, really short today. I was very touched by the video that we watched earlier. If you were here for intercessory prayer, we watched a video about busyness, about being busy and busy and busy and busy with our lives. This is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. God wants to meet us here, but he can't meet us if we're not actually here. Our body is here, but our minds could be elsewhere. Our hearts can be elsewhere. We could be thinking of other things, planning other things, doing other things. God wants every single part of us. This requires a heart change, and it requires action. It requires daily decision. This year, we have been talking about, you know, this year, 2019, is a year of increase, a year of intimacy, a year of immunity. And all throughout this year, the last 3 months, we've been talking about that. The goal of intimacy. Last Sunday was Mission Sunday, but the Sundays before, Dino has been sharing about Song of Solomon's and how God is wanting for us to go into a much deeper relationship. He wants us to mature in our love for Him. He wants us to mature in our obedience towards Him. So it's not just compliance, but it's out of love that I obey Him. It's out of love that I do these things. And God is calling for us to this level of relationship that we have not yet experienced before. But it does require a daily decisions to prioritize, reprioritize, and to put Him first. You know, later on after service, we're going to be going through a series, and for those who are in camp, on how to hear the voice of God. It requires us to be still. And it requires us to put aside everything else that we think is important. There's actually a lot of things that we can cut out in our lives. So I don't want to talk too much more than that, because I think the message is actually quite clear. And there's a theme that has been going, that has started from the beginning of this year. And today there is a theme too, about stop being busy. And I have to learn that. And that this is a challenge to even to myself. And, you know, on hindsight, looking back on that little story that I shared with you about just trying to get to church and just trying to find my way, really taught me that there's lots of lessons that I can learn about stop overanalyzing, stop planning, stop doing all these things, and just allow God and look up, because He's right there. And He wants so much more for us than to just keep doing stuff. That picture of the hamster in the wheel can be like us and can be our lives. We can just keep going through the motions of life and keep going through. There's nothing wrong with grocery shopping, nothing wrong with picking up the kids from school, nothing wrong with all those things. But if we allow that to define our lives and that's it, then this is a call this morning to reevaluate.